This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me, happy birthday. Happy birthday, Kevin Jackson. Yeah, it's my birthday today. It's your birthday. Celebrate, Kev. It's your birthday. Thanks to all the well-wishers for my birthday. I want to make today a different show to some degree. I mean, we'll talk about some other stuff, but I want to talk about me. So, I wrote the book on me to some degree. It's called The Big Black Lie. And in so many ways, the book is an interesting way for me to look at my life, because I was a big black liar as a kid because my father was a prisoner. And we were poor, and my dad was in San Quentin. And, you know, after my mom divorced him, lived with my grandparents. And I could see life through the rich eyes and the poor eyes, because my grandparents worked for this very wealthy family. And I'd go over there and I would see family. Now, don't misunderstand me. I had family. My grandparents were raising me. My mother had died, had passed away at this point. As I'm making these observations, I'm just putting you inside of my head. I had cousins and aunts and uncles, and I saw their families. But I saw a different way to look at family. On the other side, my family was sort of like a bunch of gypsies looking for a way to get you, you know, just figure out some little thing they could get you, you know, if they could get $5 from you that they didn't have to come up with. We were like grifters. And I can't describe. Okay, so let me give you an example. When we traveled, my grandparents, we would go to San Antonio. We'd leave the ranch and go to San Antonio, and we would find a place to stay. We would stay with aunts, uncles, cousins, whatever. So they would make room for us, usually on the couch or something like that. Or, you know, I'd share a bedroom with my cousin, my brother was sharing that, whatever. Or we'd sleep on the couch all together. It was usually most black people had those fold-out beds, you know, those fold-out sofas. What they call them, sofa sleepers. So we'd do that. Now, in return for letting us, you know, stay there, and we'd play dominoes. It was a good time. And I loved it. And I wouldn't change a thing. If when I go places, what do you want to do? You want to stay with family and friends. But what was funny to me is we never brought anything, but when we got there, we would always buy chicken. My grandfather would put out a $10 bill or a $20 bill, and he'd say, hey, why don't you boys run up to Church of Chicken and get everybody some chicken? So we'd go up and get these family meals of chicken and bring them back and eat the chicken. And just to give you an idea of how that worked, I remember being at my Uncle Joe's house one day. My Uncle Joe, he had five kids. I mean, this is a little house. It was a three-bedroom house, and I'm talking about little bedrooms. Five kids, two parents, you know. When you walked into their house, you walked into the living room. If you made a right down the hallway, there was the bathroom shared by the two other bedrooms. My cousin Nita and Gwen, the girls, had the girls' room, and Joe and Eric slept in the boys' room. Larry was out of the house, and there wasn't another room. They shared the bathroom. It was a little bathroom, and then my uncle and aunt had, in fact, I think it was a three-bedroom, one-bathroom house. I think everybody shared that bathroom. But when you stood at the door, you could look down the hall, see the bedrooms on the right. My uncle and aunt's bedroom was right off the living room, and the kitchen was straight ahead. And there was a closet or something, and if I recall, like a coat closet right there. So anyway, that was the way the house was situated. Little bitty house. If this house was 1,000 square feet, I'd be shocked. It was probably like 900 square feet. They raised four kids. Larry was out of the house. But anyway, we would come over. My grandparents and me and my brother, we would sleep in the living room on a sofa sleeper or on the floor, or my brother and I would sleep on the floor in Joe and Eric's room, okay? And that was how that's how things were situated. So my grandparents would go get a thing of chicken. But I remember this one time my grandparents went and got a thing of chicken. And everybody's eating the chicken. And I remember my Uncle Joe just being mad. Because everybody's eating chicken. And at one point, I don't remember how much chicken we bought. But I remember him taking a box of chicken and putting it away. Essentially, he was saying, that's it. Nobody's eating any more chicken. Like, y'all, you know, you've had enough of the hospitality. And I'm not criticizing him because we were probably, you know, pigging out on chicken. Who knows? But it was a strange way how we viewed stuff. You know, how I know that's probably not a good example of it. And I'm certainly not trying to put my family in any bad light in this respect. But everybody's sort of on the take. You know, I remember when we would go places, we never took, if somebody invited us to a party, we never took anything. But when white folks came to visit us, they would always have something. They'd have a bottle of wine. They'd have a salad. They'd have something. And yeah, well, hey, how are you guys in? And as soon as they opened the door, here you go, here's something. And I remember thinking in my entire life, we never had anything. We never took anything to anybody's house. We might buy something when it was there, but we never brought anything to say thank you for the hospitality. And I'm not blaming us. It's just not the way we were cut. I had to remember how to break that habit. To this day, I have to remember when people do things nice for us, we have to remember to reciprocate or to send a thank you note or something crazy. You know, in the black community, it's crazy to, what? You want to thank you for bailing me out, for saving my house? What? Isn't the deed good enough? No. Anyway, I want to share some things from my childhood. I don't know why. Today seems like a good day. I look back at these formative moments in my childhood and say to myself, what makes me, why am I different? I don't feel different. I feel like this is the way people should feel. Anyway, if you're thinking about, Kevin, it is your birthday. What do you want for your birthday? Thank you for asking. I want you to expand my work as far as you believe you should do it. If you only pick one day to do it, expand my work. Send people to the link, kjradio.com. Have them read theblacksphere.net. Have them go to seekingeducationalexcellence.org and do something if they're into education. Have them join teapartycommunity.org and get involved. You do the same. That's all I want. And I don't want it for me. I mean, there may be some money in it down the road, but it certainly isn't now. But do it because you feel like I've brought something to the table. I don't know why. And today I have a strange feeling. Maybe we'll dissect it.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Happy birthday to me. I'm so glad I'm not a Democrat. I'm so glad that when God put my brain together, he programmed me to look at the obvious. He programmed me to look at things through the eyes of the truth. I told you guys in my first book I was a liar, and it was because my dad was in prison and I did not want to admit that I had a father in prison. I was far too smart. My father was a brilliant person. He was a brilliant man, very bright person. And as I look back on his life, and my Aunt Mary, who's over 105, she'll be 105. She says to me, nephew, she goes, your dad is a product of his circumstances. He was a brilliant kid who had so much potential, but the people who were influencing him were so bad. This is a true nature nurture thing. She believes my dad in the right circumstances would have used his powers for good. And I think that the reason why she dotes on me is that she sees the good that could have come from my father. I'm not trying to tell you I'm perfect, because I'm not. I'm flawed beyond belief. But when it comes to the types of things that he did, for example, my dad arranged for friends from time to time to come over to the house and rape his own sister. Yeah. That's the kind of vile human being he was. And I'm telling you this because I want you to understand the type of thing that I had to deal with internally. Yeah, happy birthday to me. This is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. We can talk, you know, we talk about politics, we talk about all this stuff, but I want to talk about the forming of a person, the mindset that brings you the stuff that I bring to you every day, 5 days a week, as much as I can when I'm not traveling or whatever else. Maybe you read my book and you know some of these stories, but these are the formative stories of me. Growing up rich and poor, growing up black and white, understanding the circumstances, a child of the 60s. I know I don't look it because black don't crack, but I am a person who has seen a lot. And that's why I look at, you know, the Johnny-come-latelys, and I think to myself, man, look, I'm a Johnny-come-lately compared to Thomas Sowell and Clarence Thomas and Walter Williams and many others. But I pay respect to them because I know where I came from. I know how I formed my views and my virtues. What's funny, when I looked at Thomas Sowell's life and the fact that he was a Democrat, a Marxist, I was shocked to learn that. I was shocked to know that I had one thing up on Thomas Sowell, that I came through my intellect and my understanding of why I'm never going to be a Democrat or a leftist. I understood it from the time I had my first thought, and I talk about that in my book, watching Reagan and saying, I relate to that dude. Thomas Sowell had to come to that later in life. I don't know what his influences were. I'm glad he did come to that because I revered this man. But anyway, my formative years, I was a liar because I didn't want people to know my father was a criminal. My father was one of the most vile human beings on the planet. And I don't know that I agree with my Aunt Mary that my dad didn't have that in his DNA. And I questioned that about my own DNA for many years. I thought, you know, he's your dad. It's got to be in you, right? I mean, I don't know. I didn't understand the human genome and all that. So, you know, you grow up broken when those types of things happen. That's why I understand the importance of family. I'm not talking about being raised by grandparents. My grandparents did a fantastic job raising me. They gave me old-fashioned sensibilities. I actually exalted women. By the way, still do. I exalt conservative women. I don't have a care in the world for leftist women. None. Oh, Kevin, that comment will come back to bite you. Hey, bite away. You know, it's like chewing on concrete. I don't care. Leftist women, keep them. Do what you want with them. I don't even call them women. They don't even call themselves women. They call themselves nasty. I could go on. They seem to enjoy killing black babies more than they do anything else. I got a lot of things for them. But I grew up definitely having a healthy respect for women. Ladies. Women who understood femininity the same way they understood masculinity and encouragement of both. Understanding that this world is made up of boys and girls. I know, the left will tell you that there's all these different flavors of sexuality and gender. But don't believe it. There may be all the different flavors of sexuality, of course, but there's only really a limited number of flavors of gender. And once you've made that decision and you've chosen, and I even give this level of protection to the transsexual community because I feel sorry for a person who legitimately feels like a man and is a woman and vice versa. So I give them that. But once you determine that, then you're done. Other than that, live and let live. I don't really care what you do with your sexuality. Just don't legislate me with it. I came to that conclusion many years ago. Tolerance. And I could go on. So I came to these conclusions on my own. I pride myself on that, and it was observational. And I never stopped observing. I never did. And that's why when I counsel with people about how do you raise your kids, I tell you, teach your kids how to question. Ask them questions. Have them give you answers. And don't tell them they're wrong. Question them more. Make them question themselves. Make them find themselves. One of the things I remember growing up, we picked up a hitchhiker. I told this story a few times. His name is Jimmy, and I can still see his face, and I can still see the stretch of road that we picked Jimmy up on. And he runs ahead, his truck had broken down, and he comes up, an 18-wheeler. My grandmother says, pull over, get him. And we picked up this white boy hitchhiker named Jimmy. And Jimmy gets in the car, he's sitting in the back, and we're chatting him up. And he's, you know, he's a friendly guy. And he's talking about how much money he makes. And I remember Jimmy saying, I make $21,000 a year, which I look back on it and it seemed like a pretty good amount of money. So it was more than my grandparents made combined. And maybe it was $19,000 and he wanted to make $21,000. But anyway, we get him to where he needs to go. He thanks us profusely, gets out of the car. And the first thing my grandmother says when he got out of the car is, did you hear what that man said? And we were like, what? Because he was talking, and there was no racial strife, by the way. It was an interesting conversation. I'm sure he was happy to get out of that Texas heat, because we weren't going to San Antonio from Brady during the summer. Anyway, Jimmy gets out. My grandmother says, did y'all hear what that white boy said? Now it got racial. And we go, no, what'd he say? She said, he wasn't talking about no hourly rate. He was talking about what he made annual. That's what she said. She didn't say annually. She said annual. And we were like, he said he's making $19,000 a year and he wants to make $21,000 a year. And I went, wow. And my grandmother goes, see, that's the way you're supposed to think. You don't think in hours. You think in years. In other words, she was telling me to stretch my mind and don't think like that. Fast forward years later, I was dating a girl. She was complaining about a raise that she got. She says, my employee makes this much more per hour than I do. And it was a piddly amount of money. And I said to her, I said, I'm actually shocked at your age. You're still talking about making money and hourly. And I reflected, flashed back to that moment. And I was saying to my girlfriend at the time, you need to go into there and negotiate an hourly raise, and you need to think about it. And you know, years later, when she talks to me, she says, that was one of the biggest moments of my life. And that conversation didn't happen for her for years later. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses, too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's discussing his thinking before he called off retaliatory airstrikes against Iran, saying during an interview for NBC's Meet the Press that'll be running on Sunday that he had a plan ready to go that was subject to his approval, but he pulled back after military officials told him there'd be about 150 Iranian deaths at the three areas that were going to be targeted in Iran. The president saying he didn't think it was proportionate to Iran having shot down an unmanned drone. Still, Democrats, some of them, are criticizing the president for having considered retaliatory military action at all.
What President Trump is doing is destabilizing the region, putting America and our interests at risk by being so disruptive.
That's Senate Democrat and White House hopeful Kirsten Gillibrand, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you ever stop and think about all the mistakes you've made in your life? You know? Happy birthday to me, Kevin Jackson. You're listening to KJRadio.com. Mark Twain said, and other people have as well, 2 days that are important about your life. 2 days that you should remember. 2 things about your life. 2 days. One is the day you were born, and the second is the day you find out what you were born to do. I hope you found that second one. We know the day we were born. We don't know what our purpose is, and we're trying to figure it out. My brother said to me one time, he said, Kevin, he goes, brother, you going to be preaching, man? I was like, man, I ain't going to be preaching. I laughed at the notion. I'm like, dude, I am far too irreverent to be a preacher. Now, keep in mind, my brother, he's a preacher. He's 15 months older than I am, but he's a preacher. My oldest brother has a PhD in theology, and he is an ordained minister. I mean, this is a guy that knows what he's talking about when it comes to the Bible and the Quran and the Torah. He knows it cold. Can have all kinds of conversations with you, deep, 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 and spiritual leader in our family, to say the least. There have got to be at least, I'm not exaggerating this one bit, there are at least 20 pastors in my family. At least 20. Maybe more than that. Just Bible thumpers like you wouldn't believe. I remember talking to one of my cousins who is a Bible thumper. Her husband is a pastor. And she couldn't believe my political ideology. And she says to me, she wrote me a note and says, Kevin, what is it you have? Explain to me about what you don't like about Obama. And you know what? It warmed my heart that she did that. You want to know? Let me tell you why she did it. It's my cousin Betty. Betty did that because Betty respects me so much. She respects my intellect that she went against what she believed, what the family's been saying about Obama, because the family, Obama was a savior for everybody black in my family, everybody in my family. I mean, there's 99% black folks. There's a couple of Filipinos and a couple of Hispanics or whatever. But the point is, yeah, very, very much into, you know, the Democratic way. And I said to her, you, as a pastor's wife, I can't even imagine you supporting Obama. And I went on to explain it. And she wrote me back an email that said, Kevin, I had no idea. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com. It is my birthday today. Yep. And it usually says a couple times my birthday falls on Father's Day. And I believe it is always the summer solstice. Summer begins on my birthday. It also tends to be the longest day of the year. I think all that means something. Not that I'm uniquely the only person that was born on June 21st, but just I think it means something. That, and I hate to put it this way, but I think it's a special day to be born on a solstice, born on a cusp of Cancer and Gemini, which I don't really follow astrology, but there you go. Generally speaking, sometimes, even as I said, my birthday's on Father's Day. That kind of stinks because you don't get to celebrate the two things. You just get one sort of bigger thing, but you should get two. So that's my birthday. But this year, just regular day, nothing special other than, summer solstice. But I'm reflecting on my birth. I told many people that I shouldn't have been born. I think I've shared this story. My mother had my brother. But on the day I was born, time I was born, it was 15 months later. But she had my brother in San Antonio. My brother was born in Santa Rosa Hospital. Moved us to New Jersey because my dad was in the Air Force, my deadbeat dad. She had no idea who this man was. He had such a fake facade, a facade of who he really was. He didn't want to show you who he really was. He was like Ted Bundy. On the surface, it looked like, wow, he's an amazing guy. Underneath, he was very duplicitous. That's why I talk about that type of subject a lot. So my mom moves, goes with this man, now father of her baby, takes my brother up to New Jersey where my dad is in the Air Force because he'd gone to probably Lackland to start his Air Force career. Then they put him up to the base that he was going to be at for a while. He screwed up there. She finds out she's pregnant with me. And she's going to leave him, and then she returns home to my grandparents. And I always contended that if my mother were born at a different time, I certainly would have been considered up for an abortion. But I got born on this day, quite a few years ago, too many to mention. I don't look it, though. That's the good news. Still holding it together. So that's why I have my stance on abortion that I really didn't have, per se, because I still believe that women can choose to do whatever they want, but I believe that they should choose to not murder. Yeah, I don't go, they should choose to have the baby. They should choose to not murder. They should just choose to let things happen the way they're supposed to happen. That's my belief. And what's funny is, as I said earlier, it's not some dogmatic thing. I've grown up going, man, I could have been aborted, and yeah, I can't stand people that have abortions. No, it's nothing like that. It's like when I started with this charity of getting kids adopted as entire family units. So one day somebody goes, Kevin, why is it you guys focus on getting kids adopted as whole families and not, individually? And I go, because you want to keep families together. And they go, do you have any kind of a frame of reference for it? And I went, and I was thinking to myself, no. And then it hit me. Kevin, you and your brother were adopted together. And then it hit me even deeper. Because my older brother, who was 15 months older than I was, and I always talk about an older brother than him, Larry, who was 11 years older than me. But he was my cousin who was raised with us after the fact. But at the time when my brother and I were being carted around, with my mom, it was the two of us. And when my mother passed away and my stepfather, he couldn't raise two kids. And I was told I was too much to handle. And so he only wanted to keep my brother, Kirk. My grandmother goes, no. We'll take them, and we're going to adopt the boys. So they had to legally adopt me and my brother, which kept us together. But there are families where they might have separated us. Tommy would have kept Kirk. My grandfather might have raised me. Would have been okay. We would have seen each other, but we wouldn't have had the closeness that we share today. And what's funny, we're both staunch conservatives. My brother lives a decent life, very humble. So anyway, here's my point. I'm running a charity that adopts kids and keeps them together, and somebody goes, why are you doing it? Why aren't you just adopting kids? And I went, well, I just think, kids deserve to be together. And they go, well, what's your frame of reference? I don't really have one. And then I thought about it and went, I'll be dang. I do have one. My brother and I were kept together. And then I thought about what it meant to have my big brother, a dude who, if somebody messed with me, he would be like, oh, I got this. What's up, man? You won't mess with my little brother, And the sense of fearlessness it kind of gave me, I guess is the best way to put it. Not that my brother was the baddest guy on the planet, but that the fact is he would step up and fight for me no matter what. It didn't matter how big the other guy was. My brother was in between me and danger. Now, there came a point where I became a better fighter than he is, and he no longer had to do that. But I'm telling you, as a little kid, that's a good thing to have. That also, the closeness, just the fact that we were there together. It didn't matter what was going to happen. If it was going to go down, it was going to be both of us throwing down. You know what I'm saying? Maybe some of you can relate. I've learned that these things are not unique to me, per se. So here's what I'm telling you. Your ideas and the things that you become, they are a product of the things that you are. I'm not pro-life because of any particular reason other than as I think about it, I start going, wow, I could have been aborted. I hadn't put any thought into it until I started dissecting my mom's life and went, wow, I bet she considered aborting me. I can't know because I don't, I can't ask her. And I could give you more and more things about, like my uncle taking that chicken off the table I talked about earlier and putting it away and me thinking, wow, how selfish, but how selfish were we in not taking gifts and things. And so all these things formed who I became, and it made me go, wait a minute. Let me step back a minute from all this stuff. And I could get into all the things where kids on the street were telling me how bad white kids were. Kevin, man, these white people. And I would be like, man, with the block we live in, the things that we do, you haven't seen a white person in a month, in a year. Unless your folks take you down to the DMV or something, all you see is black. Now, I got to see white. You want to know why? Because my grandmother worked at a white hair salon. And there were days where she had to work, and she would take my brother and I down there, and we would have to stay outside on the curb while she did, quote, white hair. At Leonard's Hair Salon in Alamo Heights, San Antonio. Beautiful area, San Antonio. Very wealthy area. I got to leave it there for now. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Hamilton the Pug. And Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm not going to belabor the point that it's my birthday. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I just want to provide some insight as to, and I hope this helps you understand how you came to your thinking. Maybe there were forks in the road, things that happened where suddenly your view changed on something or it got shaped on something or whatever. That's all this is about. You know, the idea that I think about this all the time. What does the world want me to be? And why did I say, screw you, world, I'll be what I want to be? What drove that in me? I don't know. I mean, I think I do. But I'm saying, you know, it was a drive. It wasn't something that I went, oh, this is the way it's going to be. I told a story one time of my friend who wrote a song, a hit song for Madonna called Papa Don't Preach, and he became a conservative and a pro-lifer over that song, and he had never thought about it leading up to that point. Never thought about whether he was conservative. In fact, he considered himself a California liberal. He lived in L.A. He was a surfer boy who wrote music. And he writes this song, Madonna sings it, and then suddenly his buddies call him up and say, hey man, you're a pariah in the pro-abortion movement. He went, what are you talking about? They said, yeah, your song, Papa Don't Preach. They're talking about you on TV. They're mad at you for writing that song. He goes, what are you talking about? I just wrote a song. They said, no, it's an anthem. It's a pro-life anthem. I've made up my mind. I'm keeping my baby. And he told me, he's telling me this story. His name is Brian. He says, Kevin, in a moment, in a flash, I became pro-life. And then he goes, and when I got my royalty check, and I learned that Reagan had reduced the taxes that I was going to have to pay, I became a conservative. He goes, it was that simple. But he had never thought about it leading up to that point. Birthdays, to me, sort of make you reflect on your life and what makes you who you are. Why are you program in a particular way, and what breaks the cycle? When you're analyzing leftists and you look at all the craziness going on in the world right now and the left fighting against you, you're getting your answer. These are people that don't know themselves. They've never been introspective. They've gone through life missing the cues. I didn't miss any cues, and my suspicion is you don't either. You're picking them up. You're understanding who you are. I remember that I was talking about this guy, Jimmy. We picked up a hitchhiker earlier in the broadcast. My grandparents, my brother and I were probably 9 and 10. And we picked up Jimmy. And Jimmy made the comment. He says, I'm only driving this truck until I find myself. And as I said, when Jimmy got out of the car, and when we dropped him off to get his gas, well, it wasn't gas, it was something wrong with his truck. But when we dropped him off, my grandmother says, did you hear what he said? And she said he talked about his money in annual terms, not how much he made per hour, but how much he made per year, annual. But the thing that I remembered was Jimmy said, I'm just driving this truck until I find myself. He says, I don't want to drive this truck my whole life. And my grandmother goes, well, that's a lot of money. He made double the amount. He made what my grandparents made combined. And he goes, it's not enough. And he goes, I'm just doing this until I find myself. And I remembered that as clear as day. Even this years ago, I'm going, huh. And I remember saying, after my grandmother finished saying what she said, and I was like, okay, I remember that lesson. I said, well, what's he talking about? He's got to find himself. And I remember my grandmother go, yeah, is he? It ain't like he's lost. And then years later, I'm talking many years later, I got it. Got to find himself. He's saying, I don't know who I am. I'm still being defined. I'm still being formulated. I could relate to some degree because, as I said, I was a liar as a kid. But I'm not rationalizing it, but I didn't want to tell people the truth about my life and my dad and things going on around me. So I lied. But I'll tell you this. I knew who I was. I knew who I was very early. And lucky for me, in discovering the side of me that I didn't like, I was able to fix it. Had good people in my life. Melissa's been an amazing inspiration to help me fix myself. All right? Things that I would have probably never fixed on my own because I wouldn't recognize it. So sometimes people have to wake you up to those types of things. But here's the thing. I knew who I was and I knew who I wanted to be. You know, I didn't want that mask. That thing that separates you from what you want people to know about you, what you don't. Don't misunderstand me. There are things that people don't need to know about you. And that doesn't mean you're secretive or you're doing something shady. Some things are just none of other people's business. But in terms of who you are, I tell people all the time, this is me. Whether you're dealing with me on the radio or you're dealing with me on TV or you're dealing with me in your living room at an event, I'm not putting on for you. It is me. Now, I may be in a better mood one day than another thing. I'm a product of, you know, human existence and the emotions that they're in. But other than that, I'm not going to be different. You don't have to worry. Kevin said this, but did he mean that? I tell people all the time, if I'm going to talk about you, I will talk about you to your face. There you go. But Jimmy needed to find himself. And none of us understood it. And here's what I would say to that. Many youngsters, and I'm going to speak black for just a minute. Many black people I know, they need to find themselves. They think they know who they are. They only know what they've been told. They know what they've been told to believe about themselves. They are not what they've been told about themselves. And we as conservatives have a responsibility to help them understand they're not that. That's not the case. And it isn't like it's a pet project or something. It's your responsibility. It's what you do for anybody you're trying to genuinely help. It isn't like I go up to somebody and say, I'm going to help you be like me. I don't do that. I've got a protege right now I'm trying to groom to take over another one of our organizations. His name is Charles. And I would never say, Charles, do it like me. I would say, Charles, let me help you find your style, your way, your approach, so you can bring that to what we're going to do together. There's already a me in it. So what's your responsibility? Your responsibility is to... I think about this guy, Jimmy. Jimmy probably... I don't know how many times he reflects on that moment. You hear what I'm saying? Jimmy's broken down on the highway. Old Impala pulls by. I'm talking about a car. Pulls over. He runs ahead. Jumps in a car with a black family. Has a 20-minute conversation on our way to, I believe we dropped him off in Mason, Texas. And he's off and running and he's back on the road, right? How many times did Jimmy reflect on that conversation? Wow. That black family pulled over for me. I remember those two little nappy-headed boys. You know, I remember the conversation I had with them. Do you think Jimmy knows if he imprinted anything on me whatsoever? The idea that he told me through my grandmother, don't think of yourself in terms of hours. Think of yourself in terms of annual. What would Donald Trump have said to me if we picked him up, help him fix his limo? Would he have said to me, Kevin, don't think of yourself in terms of annual. I want you to think of yourself in terms of a lifetime and building your brand, right? What would have been the imprint? I don't know. Do you think Jimmy understood when he made the comment that I'm still trying to find myself, that I would be still talking about that to this day? When you wonder what your influence is on people, I want you to consider everything I've just said. You are dropping knowledge all the time on people, and you are imprinting in ways you don't even know. And you know what it requires? It requires you to interact. A white boy on the highway gets picked up by a black family, and do you know, he may not even know, probably doesn't know, how big of an impact he made on at least one of those kids. He doesn't know that what he said influenced a woman, a grandmother who was acting in the role of a mother, to counsel kids on how to think about their careers. And that counsel was then passed on to other people. And that I didn't just talk it. I lived it. I used to never. Dude, when I had a job, I never said what I made an hour. I didn't care. I said, I make this much per year. And that's what I worked on increasing, was that per year. And everybody I counsel, there is nobody in my family that hears me talk about hours. And if you're 30 years old in my family talking hours, I pull you aside and go, you need to straighten yourself out. I give them Jimmy's advice, which by way of my grandmother. This is how we imprint. We call it high touch. Listen, folks, that's all I'm going to talk about for my birthday. I want you to do me a favor. TeaPartyCommunity.org. Join and get active. That's my birthday present. KJRadio.com. Spread the word. TheBlackSphere.net. SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. And if you so desire, join us in any small way that you see fit. That's my birthday present.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.